On KPBS Midday Edition, we're connecting communities through conversations. You'll hear truth around the leading issues and the leading controversies with historical context, along with perspectives that keep you informed, inspired, and make you think. Listen to the Midday Edition podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, April 14th. What factors contributed to last year being the deadliest year ever for ICE detention centers? More on that next, but first, the headlines. Scripps Health just received nearly $13 million to study how stem cells can repair knee injuries. The funding comes by way of the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine and goes towards funding laboratory-based tissue, cartilage, and bone injury repair surgeries in animals. A statement from Scripps says that the goal of the research is to show that implanting engineered scaffold-free tissue to repair injuries in animal models is both safe and effective. Following the grant's five-year period, researchers say they plan to submit a new drug or biological product to the FDA. If approved, Scripps could then begin clinical trials in humans. Starting today, San Diego is serving as host to the Magnet Schools of America's annual national conference. The conference, which features keynote speakers and expert-led sessions on leadership development, kicked off yesterday and goes through this Friday. Throughout the week, more than 1,400 administrators and educators will tour schools and classrooms across the city. Magnet schools are public schools that offer specialized programs like performing arts, STEM, world languages, and others. According to SD Unified, more than 17,000 students in San Diego are currently enrolled in Magnets. Last week, your San Diego Padres debuted their new City Connect 2.0 jerseys. The jerseys are Dia de los Muertos themed, featuring a shoulder patch of Day of the Dead icon La Katrina with a flower crown surrounded by ofrenda candles. The Padres say the new 2.0 jerseys are a celebration of two countries, two cultures together as one in honor of our binational region. Our media partner KGTV caught up with Padres CEO Eric Grubner, who says the jerseys are also meant to honor the role of the matriarch in Hispanic and Latin American culture.
And that really resonates with a lot of our players. Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis have very close relationships with their mothers.
The Padres first wore the unis this past Friday against the Colorado Rockies, winning the series in a sweep. Reporter Jake Gatto will bring us a Price of San Diego story that looks into the cost of catching a Padres home game at Petco Park. More on that later this week. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS Roundtable offers perspectives from those telling San Diego stories. Join us for weekly conversations with reporters and storytellers, adding depth and context to the headlines driving the news in the San Diego region. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Federal records show 2025 was the deadliest year on record at ICE detention centers, with 33 people dying in custody. An investigation by the San Francisco Chronicle says more than half of those deaths happened due to severe medical delays inside the centers. Ko Lin Chiang was one of the journalists who worked on the story. On Monday, she told KPBS Midday Edition that the Chronicle obtained medical records in the cases and sent them to doctors for analysis.
The doctors found and raised alarm bells about numerous cases where people did not receive medical care they should have received, where they did not get 911 called when they should have, when they received misdiagnoses.
You can listen to the full conversation on KPBS Midday Edition, wherever you get your podcasts. Another byproduct of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown is a big increase in the number of deportation flights. Reporter Gustavo Solis says more and more of those flights are coming from San Diego's military airports, like Marine Corps Air Station Miramar.
If you live in Miramar, you're probably familiar with this sound. That's an F-18 Super Hornet. And this is what one of them sounds like flying right over your house. David Kennedy has lived under the flight path for more than a decade.
I've always kind of liked planes, and, you know, I live right next to Miramar, so, you know, I've gotten really used to listening to them and, you know, knowing what an F-18 sounds like, what a C-130 sounds like, and about a year ago, I started noticing a plane that just sounded different.
That different sound wasn't a hypersonic jet or some new top-secret military prototype. It sounded like a regular commercial airplane, the kind you'd hear at San Diego International Airport.
So I started looking out my window and, you know, just saw these commercial flights.
And he did a little digging. Noticed that these flights were going to Mexico, Panama, even India. He looked up the private carrier and realized that it does a lot of work for immigration and customs enforcement. That's when Kennedy reached out to KPBS and asked us to confirm whether ICE was using MCAS Miramar for deportation flights, which we did. By reaching out to Human Rights First, an immigrant rights nonprofit that tracks ICE flights across the country.
The scale has just dramatically picked up in the past year.
Savi Avery runs the organization's ICE Flight Monitor Program.
This has been a really important initiative in giving people access to data to understand the scale and the scope of what is going on and how it's affecting local communities.
The Human Rights First data confirmed Kennedy's observations. They documented 85 ICE flights out of MCAS Miramar in 2025. There were zero in 2024. Of those 85 flights, 53 were deportations, and the rest were to transport detainees to various detention centers within the U.S.
And around July, flights out of there really began to ramp up.
During the second half of 2025, ICE averaged 12 flights out of MCAS Miramar each month. In a statement, the Marine Corps base confirmed that it accessed a location for civilian, military, and federal flights. But they did not comment specifically on the increased flights by ICE. Avery says this is an example of the Trump administration using the country's military infrastructure to advance his mass deportation agenda.
So last fall, what we saw is that some other military airports started also being places where ICE flights were taking off.
Although San Diego is home to the biggest land border crossing in North America, historically, it has not been a hub for deportation flights. For example, every ICE flight out of San Diego in 2024 was for domestic shuttles, meaning flying detainees to different areas within the U.S. But after Trump took office last year, there were more than 120 deportation flights out of both MCAS Miramar and San Diego International combined.
Under Trump, what's been really striking is that San Diego has actually become a place where deportation flights take off from.
Avery says that the ICE Flight Monitor Program will continue to track deportation flights in civilian and military airports. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
State and local leaders gathered in front of the San Diego Civic Theater on Monday to announce legislation to revive California's dying downtowns. Reporter Alexander Wen says the bill focuses on building more affordable, denser housing in cities' urban centers.
Walking through some parts of downtown San Diego, and you see boarded up windows and graffiti on buildings where there were once vibrant shops. San Francisco Assemblymember Matt Haney has introduced a bill, AB 2074, to revitalize the urban cores in major cities across the state, including San Diego, by building more housing. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria says the more people who live downtown, the more retail storefronts will pop up and, along with them, more jobs.
I don't think it's an accident that on the other side of this building, we have three towers going in, nearly 1,000 units, and with them is coming a grocery store for this corner of downtown that has never had one before. So these are connected matters.
The bill would streamline the approval process for projects for building high-rise, affordable housing and mixed-use developments near downtown transit hubs. Haney chose San Diego to announce the bill because he says the city has been doing many of the things the bill seeks to do. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says that conversations about death are moving into more social settings. She brings us this story of one local group making the topic and conversation less intimidating by hosting them at a bar.
It looks like a typical night out at Poseidon Project. Drinks are poured at the Bay Park Pub. Conversations flow. But the topic here is anything but typical.
Raise your hand if you know what medical aid in dying is.
About 50 people pack in for an event called Death Over Drafts. It's a modern twist on traditional death cafes. Krista Folkers is with Autonomy Health. It's a medical practice that helps patients navigate end-of-life decisions. They're hosting the event. She says it's designed to feel more like a happy hour.
We knew that by offering an event that was at a bar with alcohol might appeal to the younger generation who seems more curious than they ever have.
That curiosity is what drew Paul Amons. He's 26.
I believe there's more people in my generation that are finding interest in these conversations, but coming to places like a brewery, it just makes the conversation easier.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting the number 988. The excitement around space exploration doesn't have to end with the return of the Artemis II crew, as it's now International Dark Sky Week. Environment reporter Tammy Murga says there are a handful of stargazing events planned throughout San Diego County.
About 10 miles northeast of downtown San Diego, you can find a surprisingly dark urban place to stargaze in Mission Trails Regional Park. The park is shielded from city lights by its vast mountain range. This Friday night, the park is hosting a star party. It's part of International Dark Sky Week. Jennifer Morrissey is with the Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation.
It's an opportunity to get out, learn more about the night sky, how you can help create dark skies, and just a better environment for ourselves and nature.
Dark Sky San Diego County has partnered with several organizations to host stargazing events through April 18th. For a roundup of stargazing events happening this week, visit kpbs.org. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
To worry about when selling a car, but not when you donate it to Distinction. Donate your old car, truck, or RV to help pay for the programs you enjoy and rely on. Here's how.
Call 877-KPBS-CAR.